Okay, we have a machlokes abishol and the chachamim of what the order is in the neiros and the ketores. Abishol says that you are native all the neiros, both the five and the two, before you make any ketores. The ketores comes after hatovas haneiros completely, and you are mafsik between the five neiros and the two with dam hatamid, with the what's it called, the shechita and the zrikas hadam of the korban hatamid. And the chachamim hold that you're mafsik between the what's it called, the neiros, the five and the two, with ketores. Ketores comes after the five, before the two, and the dam hatamid, the shechitas hatamid, comes before all of that. Okay, so my time at Abishol, we're on the bottom of your Yudalad Amadeus. My time at Abishol, Dechsi baboker behetivo asaneiros. The Hodr Yaktireg says in the morning that first you're made to the Neiros, and only after that it says Yaktirena, and it's Mashma Behetivo Saneiros is going on all the Neiros. So therefore the order is Hatava Saneiros completely, and then only after that the Ktoris. For Rabban and Michael Omrachman, and how did the Rabban learn that Pasuk? The Edon Hatava Tehe Makter, that Makter Ktoris. And the Rabbanan learn that at the time that you're being made to the Neiros, then the Ktoris should have already been done. Yaktirena means the Ktoris should have already been done at some point during Hatavas HaNeiros. So it means after the five Neiros are done, then you make the Ktoris, and then when you finish Hatavas HaNeiros on the two, the Ktoris had already been done. Okay, so that's the pshat in the pasuk. Yaktireno means it should have already been done by the time you finish Hatavas HaNeiros. De'ilo teimahachi bein harbayim, if you don't learn like that, that it means it's already done by the time you finish Hatavas HaNeiros, but the Torah comes before the finishing of the Neiros, how are you going to learn the pasuk bein harbayim? In the afternoon, dechsiv, uvahalos aronis haneiros bein harbayim yaktireno. Right, it says by the afternoon, that when Aaron is mala the Neiros, then Yaktirena. If you learn it pshipshuto like Abishol, that it means that the Ktoris comes after all of the Neiros. Hachinami de Beresha Madlik Neiros v'hoder Makter. If you're going to say this pasuk means that first you do all the Neiros and then you're Makter the Ktoris. Ktoris shobeinu arbayim the chitema hachinami. If you'll say Yanichrami in the afternoon, you do the same thing. First you're native all the Neiros, light the candles, and then the Ktoris. You can't say that. But Tanya, Me'erev Ad Boker, we learned this brisa that has two drushes on the word Me'erev Ad Boker. The first one is not nogea to us, the second one is, and both drushes are true. They're not a machlokas, it's just two drushes on the same pasuk. One drush is when it says Me'erev Ad Boker, right? It's talking about the candles in the menorah, in the Beis HaMikdash. Tein la midasa shetei dolekes v'olekes kol halayla Me'erev Ad Boker. Give it enough oil. In other words, when you light it, there has to be enough oil to what's it called to last the entire night. Okay, you can't add oil afterwards. Like we have hadlaka osa mitzvah. When you make the hadlaka, the shear has to be. And what's it called? That's the first drasha. And that means that they, Rashi says, let's see Rashi, Me'erevat Boker, B'Neiros Ksiv, Yaruch Oso Aron Uvonah, Me'erevat Boker, Tein La L'Menora Midah Shemen, Kedei She Dolekes Kol HaLayla. Put enough oil in the beginning that it should burn all night. V'Shiru Chachomim, Chatzi Lug L'Chol Ner V'Ner. The amount of oil to burn an entire night in the longest nights, the nights of Teves, in other words, what's it called, the winter nights, is what's it called? The Yesh Bo Kedei Lahavdi Kol Alayla Shal Tuvas Teves. The longest nights, the amount is a lug, a chatzi lug. The Yosher Biktzor Yosher. So what's going to happen in summer nights? It'll burn longer. So it'll burn longer. That's one sheet. That's Rashi. Another sheet is if it burns long, you put it out in the morning. And the third sheet is they made the wicks different throughout the year. In the longer nights, they made smaller wicks, thinner wicks, or average wicks. In the shorter nights, they made thicker wicks, so it burned faster. So that way, it burned the same duration of what's it called, of the night, whether it's a short night or a long night, except with the same amount of oil, except the wicks were different. Those are three different sheets of what they did to compensate for the fact that there was more enough than enough oil for the short nights just enough oil for the long nights. Dover Acher, and this is what's Nogea to us, second drasha, Me'eravad Boker, Ein Lecho Avoda Shekshera, Me'eravad Boker, El Zubavad. There is no Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash that was done after the Hadlaka Saneris. This is the only one that's done at the end of the day throughout the night. Now there is other Avoda that's done at night, and that is Hector, Chalov, and Veivorim. They burn the pieces from the carbon in the daytime. But they answer that that is either an Avodas Laila, that's something specific to the night. But the Neiris is specific to the day. It's the last daytime Malacha. We'll see Rashi seems to say that. Or another Pshat is that that mitzvah started even earlier in the day. Whenever you made the carbon, you started to be Makter, Chalov, and Veivorim, even during the day. You could do it all night. But the menorah was specifically made to be done towards the evening. There's no other avoda that was supposed to be done towards the started towards the evening and go through all the night. That's the idea. So mashma, that what's it called, the Ketoris can't come up to the Hatavas Aneiros. Even according to Abishol, in the at night they didn't make the Ketoris after the what's it called after the menorah, because you couldn't do another avodas yom after the menorah. So Elamai Kom Rachmanus. So therefore, you can't learn the pasuk in the afternoon. That what's it called? Vahalos Aaron Saneros bin Arba'im Yakti Reno. That the Ketoris comes after the Neros. You have to learn that it comes. What's it called? That by the time you made the Neros, the Ketoris was already brought. That's how it has to be in the afternoon, right? The Eden Hadlaka Te Makter Ketoris. Hachanami Bidna Hatava Te Makter Ketoris. Same thing in the morning. That the time that you're native in the morning, according to most Rishonim, you didn't light the menorah in the morning. You only cleaned out the oil and got it ready to light in the afternoon. The Rambam Shita is that they lit the menorah twice. They lit it in the morning, and they also lit it in the afternoon. So, but Lamaisa, what's it called, everybody agrees you were native the Neros in the morning. So in the morning, in the afternoon, it has to mean that the menorah was lit before the menorah was lit after the Ketoris was brought. So even though it says Ketoris after menorah, it means that when you light the menorah, the Ketoris should have had already been brought. So therefore, the same thing is in the morning, even though it didn't have to be like that. L'chora, that's the same shot in the pasuk. Rabbi Shalom l'cho shani hasim d'chiv oso. No, by Bein Harbayim, if it wouldn't say Oso, the Halo Saras and Bein Harbayim, Yaktiran, what is the Pasuk? Where's the Pasuk Oso? Can you put it? Oso, the Dorish Oso Me'er Van Boker, right. Right, it says over there, what's it called? Where's the word Oso? Here, I went to have it in the back of here. Yaroch Oso Aron Uvanov Ne'erav Ad Boker. Oh, that's what it says. Ba'ol Moed, this is the next pasuk. Ba'ol Moed Michutz Parokas Asher Alu Aidus Yaroch Oso Aron Uvanov Ne'erav Ad Boker. Only Oso Ne'erav Ad Boker, but not anything else. So there you have a pasuk Oso. You have to learn the pasuk not the way you normally would learn it. Normally you would learn that it's in order. First, Hadlakas Haneros, then Ketoris. Just like in the morning, we learn the Pasuk like that. Then in the afternoon, you can't learn the Pasuk like that because it says, oh, so. Let me turn these on. The Mela, what's it called? Therefore, you have to change the meaning of the Pasuk for the afternoon. But the morning is the normal meaning. That first comes the Hadlakas Haneros, then comes the Ketoris after the Haneros completely. Okay, Chirashi. Dechsiv also, Kedaprishis. The Alkorchach be'idin hadlaka tehei niktara ketoris ka'amar. Avashachris beseder mashmo shal mikra seder avoda be'tivo v'havyaktireno. In the morning you can learn the pasuk normally. First you light the candles, then you make the ketoris. In the afternoon it's impossible to learn the pasuk the way it's normally learned, because you can't make ketoris after the menorah in the afternoon because of the pasuk oso. Mainly you have to change the order of the pasuk and learn it differently. But you're forced to. But if you're not forced to, you learn it normally. So in the morning, you learn it normally. In the afternoon, you learn it mixed up, backwards. But you have to learn it like that. Okay. Rav Papa Amar Lokasha. Ho Rabbonin Ho Abishol. Now we're going back. Rashi, Rav Papa Amar Lokasha. Seder Yoma, Seder Yoma. Kulu Batovishtei Neros. V'hadishnan k'toris b'reisha rabbanan. V'hadishnan neiros b'reisha neiros k'toris b'reisha rabbanan. V'hadishnan neiros b'reisha abishol. The what's it called? The Rabbi is going back to the stira we had in Yuma itself. Right? We had a stira. One mishnah says what's it called that the k'toris comes first. The other mishnah says that the menorah comes first. So which was it? So Rabbi says no problem. One mishnah goes according to the rabbanan, who says that what's it called that you separate between the two neiros and the five neiros with k'toris. Right? And the other mishnah goes like Abishol, says that the k'toris comes completely after all the neiros. So the one that says that the k'toris comes first is talking before the two neiros, and that mishnah goes according to Rabbanan. And the one that says that the k'toris comes afterwards is not talking about the five neiros, right? Because that we said the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to be made of the five neiros. That's what Tosa says. So therefore, it's not that's not relevant. So it's talking about after the two neiros. And that goes according to Abishol. So one mishnah goes according to the Rabbanan, and both of them are talking either before the two neiros or after the two neiros. Right? Before, nothing to do with the five neiros. We're not saying the answer we gave before, that it's before the two neiros, but after the five neiros. And both of them go according to the Rabbanan. No. The one that goes according to the Rabbanan is talking before the two neiros. And the other one that says after the neiros is not talking after the five, it's talking after the two, and it goes according to Abishol. Okay, b'mayo kimtel masnisin d'hacha k'rabbanan, right? Though, so how do we set it up now? The mission over here that says what's it called? First the k'toris and then the neiros. That goes according to the rabbanan, and it's talking the k'toris comes before the two neiros. Before you finish being made of the neiros, you make k'toris. Pious k'abishol, the one that said the pious. And by the pious, it says all of the neiros before the k'toris, right? That's Abishol. Ema Seifa. Look at another mishnah later on, right? Rashi, Ema, what's it called? The Masnis and the Hacham and Pirka Kama. The mishnah in the first parak, our mishnah. Pious, the Masnis and the Paisus, Ashnuyim and Perik Sheni. The Paisus is the second mishnah that we brought as a stira. That's in the second parak. Diktonic Torah, Levasov, Kabishol. That says the Torah comes after all of the neiros. Ema Seifa, the Seder Yom, Ktonim and Perik Shlishi. Now we have another mishnah, Perik Shlishi. Right, and all these things are called the same mishnah because they're all one long narration of what happened on Yom Kippur. So they're all like one big long mishnah. So the first mishnah says earlier is called the Reisha. The mishnah said later is called the Mitziyasa, and the mishnah said later than that is called the Sefer. It's not one mishnah actually, but it's one collection of mishnayos. So now look at the end, the one in Perek Shlishi. Hevi'o lo es ha-tamid l'kohen gadol b'yom ha-kippurim. What's that say? Ema Seifa. Hevi'o lo es ha-tamid. They brought the Kohen Gadol, the Korban ha-tamid. Kartso, he shechted two of the simanim, but not completely, but most of both simanim. Umorak achar shchita al yodo. And then somebody else finished it off, finished off the shchita, so the Kohen Gadol could mekabel the dam, because everything had to be done but the Kohen Gadol. So he had a shech and be mekabel the dam. If he would have finished the shchita, the dam would have spurted out completely. So he just did the minimum shchita, and that was already kosher. And then he went fast and got a bowl to be mekabel the dam, and somebody else finished off the shchita, which is not part of the avoda, because the shchita basically halachically was finished. Now it's just finishing off to let the dam spurt, and now he was mekabel the dam. And then nichnas lahakdiris haktores ulahetivis haneros. And then he went to make the ktores and to be made of the neros. Who does that go according to? Abishol, right? Because here you see that the ktores came. What's it called? Before the neros? Oh, no, that goes according to Rabbanan, right? That the ktores came before the finishing of the neros. Because according to Abishol, the ktores was only after all of the neros. Here you see there was some ketores, there was ketores before some of the neiros, es and the rabbanan. So comes out reisha the sefer rabbanan. The reisha and the sefer, the mishnah in perek aleph is like rabbanan. The mishnah in perek gimel is like the rabbanan, and the mishnah in perek beis is like abishol. Umitzias abishol. Omer lechara papa in reisha the sefer rabbanan. Umitzias abishol lechanam. That's how you have to learn it. The reisha and sefer go according to rabbanan, and the mitzias goes like abishol. Nishkaperos. Rashi, karzo chotcho chotach bo hechsher shchita barov shnayim velo kula. He shechted it the minimal kosher shchita, most of each of the simanim, most of the kana and most of the veshet. If he should tzarech hu atzmo lemahir velitol mazrek lekabel hadam, he has to get a bowl in order to makabel the dam. Shekol avodas yom kippur minakshir lebo, and kabbalas hadam is an avoda. So he only shechted the minimum, so most of the blood didn't spurt out. And then he let somebody else finish the shechita, which is not an avoda because the halachic shechita was finished. And he went fast, got a bowl to be makabel the dam, that when they'll finish cutting this simanim, the dam will spurt out. Lehetiv esaneros galkorchuk b'shtayim achronos kamer. It must be talking about the last two neros. The lekalim on the omer k'toris kodemis the chamish neros. Nobody holds a k'toris comes before the five. So it must mean that first he, what's it called, was Makhtar Torah, and then native the Neros means the last two. So you see that that goes according to Rabbanan, that you're mafsik between the five and the two with the Ktoris. Not like Abishol, who says you're mafsik with the Dam Atomic, and the Ktoris comes completely after all the Neros are done. So Mara says, Reisha v'seifa, the Seder Yoma, Rabbanan, Bitmiya, the Chol Masechazu Kamishna Achas Shasuka Kula B'Seder Kemosha Hein HaPsukim Sidurim V'Holchin. Like I told you before, that this all of this Masech is considered like one long Mishnah with the Seder of the Avoda. So we call what was in the first parak the Reisha, and what's in the second parak a Mitziyasa, what's in the third parak a Sefer, even though it's not mamish one Mishnah. Tana B'Reisha Bitmiya the Oki Abaya Masnis and the Perakama Batovas Neiros with the Perak Shani Batovas Hei Neiros. Okay. So Mar says now like this. Bishlama Abaya Lo Amar Krab Papa Reisha the Sefer Abana Mitsiyasa Abashah Lo Mokimla. The reason Abaya said that the Stira in Mishnayis we answer by saying that the Ktoris came after the Neiros, that's after the five. The Ktoris came before the Neiros, that's before the two. And they both go according to the Rabbanan, not according to Abishol. Why didn't he say like Rav Papa that one's Abishol and one's Rabbanan? And it's talking about the two Neros. Because then you would have to set up the Reisha and the Seifa like the Rabbanan, and the middle like Abishol, not Svaradik, that the same Tana would have made two Mishnayos beginning and end like the Rabbanan and the middle one like Abishol. El Rav Papa, my time alomer Kabaya. Why didn't Rav Papa say like Abaya? Answer the stira that there's differences between the five and the two. The one that says that the Neros come after the Ktoris is after the one that says the Ktoris comes after the Neros is after the five. And the one that says the Ktoris comes before the Neros is before the two. Omer lecha tana bereisha hatovas shtei Neros v'hadar hatovas chamish Neros. Right, so a prophecy comes out that the first Mishnah is talking about the what's it called the two Neros. And the second one is talking about the five Neros. That's the opposite order. First you're making the five Neros, then the two. But according to Abaya, the first Mishnah that says that it came, what's it called, before, first one says it came before the what's it called, the Neros, talking about the two Neros. The one that says it comes after the Neros is talking about the five. So why would the first Mishnah talk about the two and the second one talk about the five when the order is the opposite order, five and two? What's Abaye going to answer? Oruye bi alma hu de komore the sidra hahadar tani lay. So Rashi learns Oruye means it just wanted to tell you in general that the Ktoris is done sometime around the Neiros, and didn't tell you it wasn't makbit to say which one came first or whatever. It wasn't telling the order yet. It wasn't telling you the specifics. Only telling the general, and then later the paisos, right? What the pious was for in general. How actually was brought out, that it says later. And then Itaka tells me the five Neros came before the two Neros. But in this point, we're only telling me in general which avodas were coming. It was a coming attractions of the Pisces. And then when it actually went into it, it said in order. But here it wasn't important to say it in order. That's how Rashi learns. Tosus learns that the Kohen Gadol didn't make the five Neros altogether. That was not, Hatovas Chamesh Neros was not part of what the Kohen Gadol had to do on Yom Kippur. It wasn't considered an avoda that had to be done by the Kohen Gadol. He only instructed somebody else to do it. So therefore, the Iker was of two Neros. So it mentioned that first. And the five Neros was just Agav because that wasn't really part of the avoda of the Kohen Gadol. That's how Tosis learns. Rashi. Tana Bereisha Bitmia. Why the Oki Abaya Masnisim the Perakama Batovish Neiros? Abaya, where it says that the Ktoris came before the Neiros, is by the Hatovish Dei Neiros. It was the Ferek Sheni Batovish Dei Neiros. And when it says the Ktoris, no, it says the Ktoris came right after the what's it called, the Neiros, was by the five. But it's talking about the two first and then the five, and which is the Apis order. It's not talking about Mamish on Yom Kippur, it's talking before the 7 days before Yom Kippur. Right? And Velok Kopit Asidra, therefore we're not important to say what the order was. We want to know what the order of the Avodah was on Yom Kippur. But before Yom Kippur, we just want to know that he did all the Avodahs, whatever they were. So it wasn't Makbit to say it Davka in the order. Ela uruye ba'alma mairi umalamdenu shetzorek kohen gadol yos osik ba'avoda kol shiva kadeshi arugal mazumin ba'bi yom kippurim. There the main importance is to let us know he did the avoda. What the order was not important. The sidra the yuma hadar taniva. And after that, on Yom Kippur, the Mishnayos deal with exactly what the order was. L'chein shana b'perik sheni hatovish chamesh u'perik gimel shana hatovish shtayim. Right? That's why in Perek Beis, Itzaka says five, and then again two, to tell me the right order. But in the beginning, it's only trying to tell me that the Kohen Gadol did all those avodas, what's it called, whatever they may be, and it wasn't Makba to tell me Dafka the right order. Okay. Gufa. Now we're going back to something we said before. We finished with this, the steerers. Now we're going back. We said, Agav, that when you bring the Korban HaTamid, right, Rabbi Yehuda said that you don't make it like a regular Ola. Carbon Tomid was an Ola. A regular Ola, you make Shnei Matonah Shein Arba. You do catty corner of the, what's it called, of the Mizbeach, one Matonah that spreads to the two on the corner that spreads to the two sides. But by the Carbon Tomid, the first one you do like that. The second one you do like a Chatos, two separate matanas, one on one side of the Karen, one on the other side. Similar to a chatas, chatas you do four separate matanas on the four chronos. Here it's not on four chronos, only on two, but it's like a chatas and it's two separate matanas, not one that becomes two. Gufa, bala lo Karen Mizrachis Slonis, no se Mizrachis Slonis. The Tanakhama holds that you sprinkle the first matana on the northeast corner of the Mizbeach, one matana that spreads on both sides. Marav is Dromis, then you go down to the other caddy corner, the southwest corner, Nosin Marav is Dromis, right? And what's it called? And you put the one matana that spreads to the south and the west. Put it on the corner and it spreads to both sides. The Tani Allah, Reb Shimon Isha Metzapa, Mishana Betomit. Reb Shimon Isha Metzapa said, no, by the Korban HaTamid you do it differently. You don't do it like you do a regular Ola. Not the way it was just described by the Tanakhama. Bala lo Karen Mizrachis Slonis, Nosim Mizrachis Slonis. The first one you do regular. Go to the northeast corner, you put it on the Mamish the corner, on the what's it called, the place where the two sides meet, and it spreads to both sides. One matana that spreads to both sides. But Marav is Dromis, no Saint Marava, the Acharkach no Saint Doroma. On the southwest side, you don't do one matana. You put one on the north, the west, and then on the south. Two separate matanas. My time with Rav Shimon Isha Metzapa. Why does Rav Shimon Isha Metzapa say that you do it differently? Why is the second matana of the Korban Tamid, which is an Ola, done differently than a regular Ola? Right? It says, it's an Ola. Since the Torah said, it connects the two. There's something about this Ola Satamid that's also like a Chatos. So you have to do similar to a chatas by Ola Satamid. And a chatas, like we said, is four separate matanas. You put one matana on each keren. Arba matanos. That's a chatas. And Ola Shtayim Shein Arba. So here we do one of the chronos similar to a chatas, two separate matanas instead of one that's like two. Hakeitzad, no sin acha shishtaim kemase ola. The first matan you do one that's like two, like a regular ola, and shtaim shem shtaim kemase chatas. And the second one you do two, which is two. No, it's two separate matanas like a chatas. So Mar says, let's see, there's the Rashi first. Lechatas Lashem alola satamid maise chatas alola satamid. She do a maise chatas when you bring the ola satamid. She do it similar to a chatas. The hachatas to una pisuk matanas. The chatas needs four separate matanas. Shari dama nitina arba kranos. You put the dam on all four corners of the mizbeah. Af ola satamid yesh ba pisuk matanas. So too, the ola satamid should have some pisuk matanas. Not one that's two, but two that are two. Lo should bitlu minenu maisa ola shari ola hi. Not that you should do it completely like a chatas, because it's an ola. El shneim no adimoy. Do both. Something like an ola and something that's similar to a chatas. Arba shem arba. Arba kra, one second. Where it says, the liten shtaim shein arba kamaisi ola, the arba shein arba kamaisi ola. Maybe no, maybe it means do a complete ola, two that are, one is that is two on the caddy corners, and then go around again and do four, like a chatas. Maybe it means do an ola and a chatas. Right, do the matan domim and ola, and then do the matan domim, mamash of a chatas, four separate things on the four kronos. Where it says, lo matzinu domim shemechapren v'chozer mechapren. No, once you finish the matan domim of the ola, it's finished. You can't now have a new matan domim. You don't ever find a korban that has two separate matan domim. Right? It's either like this or it's like that. Once one is finished, what's the other one going to help? So it can't be that you finished all the matan domim of the ola and then you do a chatas. It's redundant. The chimatzinu domim shechetzin chatas vechetzin ola. Do you ever find anything that's half a chatas and half an ola? So if you could find like that, you could find that something was before and after. El ar karcha chekishin akosat. El amai, you're going to tell me that since the pasuk says chatas by the olas atomim, you have to do something like a chatas. So fine. So instead of saying the way you did it, that you do half like this and half like that, which we don't find anywhere else, tell me you do all like this and all like that, which you don't find somewhere else. Why is one more strange than the other? Hachanami bal karcha chekishin akosat. Where it says no hasam pisuk matanis bi almahi. Over there, it's not a new matan domim. It's just that instead of doing it one that's two, we do two that's two. It basically accomplishes the same purpose. So it's all considered matan domim of the ola. But to completely finish the ola and then do new matan domim of the chatas, that's very strange. That we never find. Samar says, okay, there's another possibility. The nesav achashi shtaim lamata kamaisi ola shtaim shem shtaim lamala kamaisi chatas. Still not exactly like a chatas, because the matan domim of the ola is beneath the chutasikra, the bottom of the mizbeah, the bottom part of the mizbeah, from the middle and down. And the chatas is on the top of the mizbeah on the kronos. So when you do the ola shtaim shem shtaim, even though it's like the chatas in the fact that it's two separate matanos, but it's not like the chatas, and it's down below. So why don't we do, if we want to make it mamash like the chatas, so then we should do two matanos, shtaim shein, achashi shtaim, on the, what's it called, on the north, on the, what's it called, northeast, and then on the, that's on the bottom of the Mizbeach, and then you should do on the top of the Mizbeach, what the one on the southwest corner, two that are two. So now that's like a chatas, that's up on top. Right? Why do we do both of them down below? Well, it says, Lomotzinu domim shechetzin lamala v'chetzin lamata. We never find matan domim half on the top and half on the bottom. Either they're all on the top or on the bottom. Well, it says, hello? I'll show you a case where you have matan domim that are partially up and partially down. V'asnan, hizu mimenu achas lamala v'sheva lamata. Kematzli. Right? The Kohen, when he, what's it called, was Maza, the Dam Par and Dam Sawyer, on the Mizbeach HaZohav, so he did one above and seven below. So you see, some of the Dam was above and some below. Like a Matzlif, like a person who gives Malkus. Versus Micah Matzlif, Mochi Rav Yehuda Kemenagdina. Right? And over there, it doesn't mean that they put some up and some down. Kematzlif means like a person who gives Malkus. They all were given in the same place. So some learn the idea is that he made, his hand was different. Some he threw the dam up and it fell on the Mizbeach, and the other one he put his hand down. So the position of the hand was Lamato Lamala, not the dam. The dam was all on the, what's it called, the top of the Mizbeach, on the surface of the Mizbeach, not on the side of the Mizbeach, some up and some down. That's how the Gemara thought in the beginning. Then it says, no, it's talking with a guy who hits, and it's all in the same place. It's just how your hand is positioned. That's one way of learning. Another way of learning is that it means that, what's it called, that he threw the dam up, or he threw the dam down. The first one he threw up in the air and then it went down, and the other one he threw straight down. But it all landed in the same place. It was all in the same place. There wasn't some of the dam above and some below. Rashi. You don't find that you have one complete set of dam and then another complete set. You don't have such a thing. Pisuk matonas bi'amahu ho'lishdem b'keren achas ein kan ho'chachas ma'isachachas. Right? Since what's it called? It's all one matana, the one that's two, that's the regular Ola, and then the two that's two is just finishing off. It's mamish, the same thing as the Ola, except you do it twice instead of once. That's not considered a new Matan Dam. I mean, that's just a continuation of the first one. The Nesavacha is Dam Ola Nitin Lamata Michuta Sikra. The Dam Achatas Lamala. Right? There's another Jinshin Ola Nechatas. The Dam of an Ola is on the bottom of the Zbeah, the bottom half, and the Dam of Achatas is on the Kronos, on the top. So if you want to make it part Ola, part Chatas, the part that's a Chatas should be done on the top. The Kivin Dehach Matona Basreisa Hamafsekes Mishu Maisa Chatas Avida Tavi Lamala Kechatas. Hizo Mimenu Lekamen Perichamishi Shumaza Midam Apar Keneged Ovi Shal Kaporis. The Kosoka Daitach Achas Emtsa Ovi Lamala Vesheva Emtsa Zlamata. Well, this one's going on first on the Kaporis. The what's it called? Inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So he used to sprinkle the dam on the Kaporis. Achas lamala, the sheva lamata. So the Gemara now thinks that means that on the thickness of the kaporis, he put some of the dam on the top part of the thickness and some on the lower part of the thickness. So you see that it's possible to have something up and something down. Umeshani kematzliv, and the Gemara answers no. It's like a matzliv. Kishliach bezin hamake beritzua. High lamato lamala the tani lo emtsoa kois. Not going on the thickness of the kaporis. Ela rishona nosam tchila klape mala the hasheva tachteh hazula mata mizuka matzlif. The first one he threw up, and it landed on the same place. With the other seven, he threw down one next to the other. So it wasn't that some were up and some were down. One was thrown up and landed, and one was thrown down and landed. But they're all in the same place. Kimenagno, what's matzlif? Kishliach bezin hamakeh beritzua zula matamizu, she'enu makeh b'makom echad, v'lashen matzlif lo nodali. Right? It doesn't hit all in one place. It's not dafka up and down. It was like a person who hits. It's a lav dafka. What's it called? So it all could land near the same place, but it was done differently. One was done up and one was done, the other one was down, down. Okay. Now the second thing, second place where we see. Below, I'll show you another case where you have, what's it called, some up and some down. Now is a case where he mixed the blood of the seer and the par and went out to the Mizbeach Hazov, which is in the Heichel, not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And he sprinkled on that also, one time up and seven times down. So we think now that it means on the side of the Mizbeach Hazav. Some above the top part and some on the bottom part. My lava palgid Mizbeach ki the Amri Inshe Tohar Tihara, right? Who palgid Yuma, right? Maybe it says Altara Shamizbeach. What does it say? Altaro Shamizbeach. What's Taro Shamizbeach mean? It means the middle of the Mizbeach. Because the word Tara can mean the middle of the day. Tihar Yoma means the middle of the day came. So Taras HaMizbeach means the middle of the Mizbeach. So he sprinkled it on the side, and Rashi says it's impossible to be mechaven exactly that all of them should go dafka on the middle. So some went up and some went down. So you see, it's not an okpeda. You could have some of the matanas on the top of the Mizbeach and some on the bottom. So why didn't he do it by the chatas, by the satomit? But then when the ones he did like the chatas. He's al taras hamizbeach apnimi sheva pamim, k'mo shenemar, v'hizolav min adam, apalge neged emtsa gova kira. This is talking about where you sprinkled it on the side of the Mizbeach towards the middle. And the Nela, some went up and some went down. Tiharot Saharayim Palga Diyoma. That's midday. It's called Tara Diyoma. The Kivan de Sheva Hazos, he's a Hamaza, Yefshel Tzamtzim, Shlo Yemehen Lo Lamala V'Lamata. Since he's doing it all in the middle, it's impossible that some don't go up and some go down. So you see, it's okay. Someone says, no. Omar Rabba Barshila Lo Agufe the Mizbeach. It's not talking where he puts it on the side of the Mizbeach, and some up and some down. He's putting it on the top of the Mizbeach, the face of the Mizbeach. So why is it called up and down? Dichsivu ke'etzem hashamayim l'toar. Right, tohar means the mitzias, just like ke'etzem hashamayim l'toar. It was as pure as the etzem hashamayim. So toar doesn't have to mean half. Toar can mean the surface. A guf in Rashi, guf is al gago, on the top of the Mizbeach. Umay loshin taharo, Hashem shemetayru mefanak toris, shenisraf alav aboker. You clear it off, right? Etzem hashamayim l'toar. It's pure, cleaned off. So what does it mean? You, what's it called? You clear off the ktoris that you made on the Mizbeach, right, in the morning. The choseo, and you push it to the sides. Umaza al-mokam agoli. And you put it on the place that's been cleared off. The pure, cleared off place. Toar shal Mizbeach. That's what it means. Kedechsivu, kedechsim ha-shayim le-toar, kamo le-taher. Like to cleanse. You cleanse the Mizbeach by pushing away the ashes of the ktoris, so you leave a place that's clear and open for the dam to go on. And then you didn't sprinkle up and down. You, like we said, some were with an upward motion, and the other one a downward motion, right? But doesn't mean, or one was up there farther up on the Mizbeach and the other four down, but not up and down of the height of the Mizbeach. We never find some damim on the top of the Mizbeach and some on the bottom. Here it was all on the face of the Mizbeach Hazav, and it's not talking again lamal and lamata, up and down legabe the height of the Mizbeach. That we never find. Either the damim were on the top or the damim on the bottom, not half and half. Okay.